It's 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Tuesday, January 18, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Reminding you that at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance products. And for those of you who don't know what that is, we're going to have Dr. A. True Ott on our show at the bottom of this hour to talk about that, along with a myriad of other things, including the jab, 5G. There's some interesting news about 5G right now and what it could potentially do to the airline industry. We'll fill you in on that in just a minute. We also have 10% off global healing products at the Power Mall, 10% off iComplex CS, formulated by Dr. Robert Abel. He likes to be called Bob when he's on the show. He will be this week. We got some closeout items here, 20% off Living Streams 2-ounce probiotic, 30% off Essential Digestive Plus, 20% off Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60-count caps. And we still have our Tranquil BOGO going on, buy one, get one free while supplies last. And here's an interesting idea, because this is how we stay afloat here on the Power Hour. Buy us a cup of coffee or make a donation just by going to thepowerhour.com. And you can ensure by your little donation, you click the Support Us tab. And that's what makes the world go round. We appreciate that. And to stay on top of what's happening, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter feed, at least for the time being, and a newsletter that you can sign up for. All of this is available on thepowerhour.com. Facebook, we're at Power Hour Nation. Same with Twitter. And you can look for the Power Mall also on Facebook with the .com followed by / the Power Mall. And to reward you for your loyalty, yes, we have those things too. We want to thank you for your support during 2021 and show our appreciation. We're going to give everybody $5 off your next purchase at the Power Mall. All you have to do when you check out is type in the code HAPPY2022. And that's automatically going to knock $5 off your next purchase. Gotta love that. Lots happening in the world today. Some positive, some negative. I know we're all trying to do little workarounds in our minds so we don't become part of this mass psychosis that seems to be gripping most of America. Not our listeners on the Power Mall or Power Hour, I don't think. I think those listening to the Power Hour are, you know, fully informed, tuned in, know what's going on. They're awake. They comprise most of our listening base. And if you're just joining us and have never heard this program before, we have a telephone number. It's toll free. You can call in and comment, because diatribe is what it's all about. Not just monologue, but being able to communicate with you at 844-769-2944. That's right. And you can even call during our news segment. We'll talk to you. You know, we like social intercourse on this program. I said social intercourse. Get that out of your head. We have so much to talk about. And we have Dr. A. True Ott coming on at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about 5G and other stuff. There's some stuff on 5G here that is rather interesting, and I'm going to jump to that right away because it's a late-breaking news story here from Epoch Times. The CEOs from major U.S. airlines are warning that 5G technology, and before we were telling you that it could disrupt air travel, meaning it could interfere with the altimeter. Remember that? Now they're saying it could ground planes. That's right. I mean, we're talking about grind to a halt. As soon as they turn on the 5G C-band technology, if it's not deployed in a safe manner around airports, well, guess what? Significant operation disruptions are going to occur. Verizon, AT&T, all set to roll out the next generation 5G wireless technology. And now, in a letter sent to White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese, FAA Administrator Steve Dixon, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Federal Communications Commission Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel, the CEO said that unless their major hubs are cleared to fly, the vast majority of traveling in the shipping public will essentially be grounded. And guess who the letter was signed by the chief executives of? American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and others. And they're basically saying that this stuff, you know, if it's within 2 miles of an airport runway, you might as well kiss these flights goodbye. They're going to cancel them en masse. All these people want to do is turn on 5G to do what with it? Yeah, it's called the surveillance state. And we don't know what 5G is going to do to all those people that got the jab and got that magnetic hydrogel traveling around their body parts, including their brain, and the graphene oxide within it that's causing all sorts of little microclots. That's why we call it the clot shot here on this program. In the world of foreign affairs and foreign policy, the Western Journal is reporting that President Joe Biden's weakness, he is a wuss. He's emboldened our enemies, both foreign and domestic, as evidenced by the alarming cascade of provocative events spotlighting on how America's standing has crumbled under his watch. And in the latest salvo, Russia has made a veiled threat, saying it could deploy military infrastructure to Venezuela or Cuba if the U.S. does not curb the NATO expansion into its region, particularly where? In Ukraine. Of course, you knew that was going to happen, right? Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Radkov told Russian language network television, RTVI, last week, according to Wall Street Journal, "I don't want to confirm anything. I won't rule out anything. Depends on the actions of our American colleagues." Tensions between Russia and the U.S. are escalating rapidly, with the former foes moving into the quasi-Cold War that could set the stage for a 21st century version of the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yes, everybody wants to go build themselves a bomb shelter just like before, or a safe room or something that you think is going to, you know what, the technology is so advanced right now. I am not sure that even a simple bomb shelter is going to help, given the amount of megatonnage. But given the fact that the U.S., France, Russia, China, everybody has all signed this little thing saying they wouldn't take to nuclear war, they didn't say anything about EMP. We have talked about electromagnetic pulse on the show before, and the capability, if one of these little puppies, and it doesn't have to be a massive 50 megaton explosion, if something like that is launched overhead over the middle of the United States, it will knock out all the electric grids in the contiguous 48 plus southern Canada and northern Mexico and put everybody in those regions in the dark ages. According to a report issued by Peter Vincent Pry as part of the 2018 now disbanded EMP commission, 9 out of 10 people will be dead within 1 year. Those who have stocked up on food, a way to exist, alternate energy sources that are protected, and lots of guns and ammo will be the ones that survive all of this, especially those living way out in the country, not in the major cities. Those will be the things that implode first. The police departments will not be able to stop the hordes. And if you think the 2020 riots were something, wait until there is no electricity to live on that everybody depends on. People in hospitals will be dropping dead, especially when they're hooked up to machines that rely on electricity and the backup generators don't work because they're fried by E1. Yes, it is insane the way we have to address things in this world, the way we have to look at things. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, what a horse's hindquarters this guy is, told French news outlets in recent interviews that while he expects COVID-19 to continue to circulate for many years, he thinks future waves won't be beset by major restrictions, while predicting life will return to normal around springtime. This guy doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground, folks. He does not know what fear mode has kicked in. And even if he is the CEO of Pfizer, he's making billions of dollars right now. His company is. He's making millions, more than likely. He doesn't care if this moronic virus continues to work its way through the United States population and the rest of the world. He doesn't care. He's making money. Why would he want to stop all that? That narrative has got to go, and he's got to go, folks. Because when people find out that this jab, like Moderna and J&J and AstraZeneca, are killing people, there's going to be hell to pay in America. Because people are here are litigious. They're suit happy. Except the thing is, Borla and Pfizer are immune from suit. And that includes a wrongful death suit by a gentleman who I knew in Florida, a business acquaintance, who suddenly died on Sunday from COVID. He had the jab, folks. He died suddenly. Now, when you die suddenly, let's put on our logical thinking cap now. When you die suddenly, it doesn't work the same as if you're in a hospital on a ventilator. It means you just drop dead right there. You're DRT. That's the term I use in the medical profession, which means died right there. If all of a sudden you drop dead, it means something got to you immediately and shut down your entire system. So I have one more friend I can chalk up, business associate, who I knew very well, down in the Sarasota, Charlotte County, Florida area, who no longer is alive, and everybody in the community knew this man, dropped dead right there. And he got the jab. In fact, he even posted it on his Facebook page. I got the jab. I got the jab. Well, what do you think's going to happen with all these people that got the jab? They might end up just like him, drop dead. Or they might go into the hospital and get murdered by the hospital, giving him remdesivir, which is Fauci's protocol. Lord God Fauci, by the way, who has so many financial ties to China, he made $2 million in 2020 while businesses, mom and pop especially, were folding and people were starving and people lost their jobs because of the lockdowns. And our economy went to hell in a handbasket. But Fauci, that little commie pig, made over our damn near $2 million off of this jab and off his connections to the Chinese government. That man, yes, I think we had people calling yesterday that said he should have been strung up. I agree. The man obviously is not your friend. And everything that comes out of this man's mouth should be regarded as a lie. Everything that comes out of the FBI's mouth should be regarded as a lie. You cannot trust the government. There are very few congresspeople and senators in this government that actually speak the truth, especially Pelosi's little henchman committee, which isn't even a legit committee because it's supposed to have 13 members. It only has 9, and they were handpicked by Pelosi. You know who I'm talking about, Pelosi, right? You know, the one that looks like Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day? That's the Pelosi I'm talking about. She's a commie pig, too, in my book. And so now we move over to England, and Breitbart is reporting Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government is reporting to, they're looking to abolish all remaining coronavirus restrictions by March, as the push to return to normality has gained traction and steadily decreasing cases of the virus is floating around. Later this month, all the MPs are going to gather to vote on an extension of the Plan B restrictions, which were put in place in November, despite a large rebellion within the Tory party movement against the government. You see, there's so much infighting going on over there. This COVID passports, mask wearing. England still has some of these restrictions in place from the initial lockdowns, mandated self-isolation upon contracting the virus with fines up to £10,000 if you're caught violating these things. This is nutty, folks. This is what's going on in England. Be glad it's not happening here. Breitbart is also reporting UN funds, migrant wave flooding to the United States. The U.S.-funded United Nations is providing cash to help job-seeking migrants trek up through South America, Central America, and Mexico. Todd Benzman at the Center for Immigration Studies stated, it's definitely organized, and the U.N. is funding it. There's another party you aren't to trust anymore. They are now my domestic enemy. Remember, I took an oath. I served the Constitution. I vowed to protect it against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. What do you have to do to wake up? Do we have to see powder blue helmets marching up and down our streets? Is that what's going to wake everybody up? You know, because if it's powder blue helmets, that's UN troops. And these people could care less whether you live or die. They will point a gun at you and shoot. They didn't take any oath to the Constitution of the United States. They don't care about you. You should know that. And you can thank Mr. Rockefeller, Rockenveld. You can thank him for setting up and giving the land the UN now sits on, for organizing this brouhaha. You knew this was going to happen. Xi Jinping is urging the West not to slam the brakes by hiking interest rates too quickly. This, according to CNN, the Communist News Network. These people are lucky they even have viewers. Most of them are leftists. And, of course, you know, they always have on China because they, like President Joe, you know, the sleepy little commie pig in the White House. Yeah, that guy, the weak one with the mental acuity of a two-year-old. The one that likes to vacation in Delaware a majority of the time. I mean, who is running this shift show out there? Then you got this committee out there that's trying to investigate January 6th. And little do they know. And there's videos out now, folks. It's all over the place. The leak is out. Ashley Babbitt tried to stop an attack on the Capitol Speaker's lobby. And she was trying to prevent rioters from breaking windows, according to video that has been obtained by the Epoch Times, and they've analyzed this. And she even stepped between one troublemaker and police officers, telling them, stop this. And the video clips appear to show she tried to prevent the attack, not join it. She was a good person, according to Taylor Hansen, an independent journalist who was feet away from Babbitt when she was shot. And the cop that shot her, this reckless fool, he got basically a reprieve from all of this with no interview, no investigation, no nothing. And I'll tell you what, we don't have any little vaccination protocol that doesn't make him liable. He is liable. And if I was Ashley Babbitt's husband, I would be filing a wrongful death suit against that little moron. Because that is what we call police brutality. She did not have a gun, and the video shows she didn't do anything wrong. She was trying to stop the execution of what looks like BLM and Antifa, who infiltrated, and I'm sure they were motivated by the FBI. You can't convince me otherwise. I'm sure the FBI had informants there. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just know the FBI. I know how they are. They're liars. Fidelity, bravery, and integrity, my foot. And I'm trying to be nice here. I don't buy it. I don't believe them. I don't believe a word they say. I know how the federal system works. I've seen it. Again, I think we told you that Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has put his foot down and made good his campaign promise prohibiting public schools in the state from teaching CRT, describing it as an inherently divisive concept. I think you probably have already figured that out, that things are going to change in the state of Virginia. General Electric, we also told you yesterday, no jab, no problem. 56,000 workers have been told that GE is no longer going to enforce its vaccine mandate, thanks to the Supreme Court ruling. Epoch Times is also reporting among the hundreds of homes that were destroyed or damaged in the Marshall Fire in Colorado in December, that nothing appears to have been left intact, save for the plug-in outdoor nativity scene that miraculously survived the intense heat and flames. Whether by good fortune or divine intervention, the ornament's resilience in the face of a sudden tragedy sits in stark contrast to the burned-out cars and piles of rubble. Of course, a lot of people think that this apocalyptic situation smacks of directed energy. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Take from that story what you will. And oh, by the way, today is January 28th, and a gargantuan space rock over 2.5 times the size of the Empire State Building is set to whiz past planet Earth, according to NASA. Dubbed Asteroid 7484, 1994 PC-1, after the date it was discovered, August 9, 1994, by Robert McNaught at Australia's Siding Spring Observatory. And it's basically, it measures about 3,280 feet across, about 1 kilometer, about the same size as a stadium, or 3 times the size of the Taj Mahal. So it's going to whiz by Earth, and you probably won't even know that it's going to happen, so just take a breath. Oh, Pfizer, by the way, a little redo here. They're going to roll out the Omicron shot in March. Do me a favor. Don't take it. Everybody who takes that jab is going to make Pfizer even richer. And, of course, Pfizer has its own narrative. And the research shows that the COVID shots cease to provide any protection against Omicron 30 days post-injection, and 90 days offers negative protection, actually making you more prone to get moronic, oh my God, Omicron virus. This effectively makes COVID jab mandates obsolete, according to Dr. Joseph Mercola, who penned this article. So what's going to happen? A whole bunch of Americans are going to line up for the fourth injection. They're just going to do it. Why? Because they have been brainwashed. They have been put into a state of mass psychosis. They drank the Kool-Aid. They're going to follow Jim Jones. Maybe to their death. You don't know. I mean, when Michael Yeadon, who's a former Pfizer chief science officer and former VP of that drug company, says, please don't take the jab. You'll be dead in 3 years. Please don't take the jab. People just ignore him. Why? Because big tech censored him. He's on BitChute and Rumble. And he's just, you know, they're censoring him everywhere else he goes. He's trying to warn people, if you value your life, don't take the jab. But they do it, they'll fall off the world like lemmings off a cliff. We're going to have Dr. Chue Hot. We're gonna talk a little bit about that. Plus some of the stuff we carry in the Power Mall here after the break. Dave Krieger in the Power Hour with you. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It is 31 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, January 18, 2022. If you are listening to the show at any other time, yeah, we're not live. We've been archived in our network archive vault. 844-769-2944 will be the number to call only if you're listening to us live in Central Time or whatever time zone you are that corresponds with 11:32 a.m. Central Time. That number, once again, 844-769-2944. We have a guest on now with Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance. And we're going to talk about more than just that. We're going to talk about the Internet of Things. We're going to talk about the jab. We're going to talk about 5G, how it might affect the jab. Depopulation. Oh, there's a lot of stuff floating around out in the ozone right now. We have Dr. Atru Ott, PhD, got his BA from Southern University in Cedar City, Utah, went on to get his PhD in the field of nutrition through the American College in D.C. in 94. You know, this is the dissertation and research followed the groundbreaking work of Linus Pauling. Here's that name again. Dr. Ott, it's all come up again. Linus Pauling, one of my favorite guys that actually found that 50-gram doses of vitamin C given in certain measures to bowel tolerance gets rid of Kaposi sarcoma. Amazing. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being on. I've been a kind of a regular guest since Joyce started the show, and glad to see it's in good hands, taking it over. So whatever I can do to help the listeners overcome the problems that they're facing, that's what we're all about here. So thanks for having me on the air.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Ott. And see, this is the thing, folks. Healthy Balance is 10% off the rest of the week because we have a guest on of this caliber. And so Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance, give everybody a full dose of what is in this product.
Well, yes. Let me tell you how the product kind of came to be, if I could.
Sure.
And I don't want to go too deep into it. Dr. Pauling became my mentor because I experienced in 1987, I was a young man and experienced what I found out to be hypokalemia, low blood potassium, to the point where it darn near killed me. I did a pistol Pete Maravich. I was just at my business. I was 27, 28 years old, did a nosedive under the carpet and was luckily or fortuitously or divinely, I'm not sure which, resuscitated in the back of an ambulance. And it was because I was really no serum potassium. And I didn't understand why. I mean, like, I'm 27, 28 years old. I have a degree in accounting, for heaven's sakes. I have MBA. I'm a business person. I don't have, you know, as long as the FDA makes, you know, approves food, I thought I was okay. You know, I didn't have any, I had a terrible diet, but I could eat anything because I was bulletproof an athlete, right? But it was the fact that I had to fix me, okay? So what happened with the low potassium, I could not assimilate potassium through my bowel. The pills they gave me, all of this, no, it didn't matter. I could not bring it into play. And the only thing that could make me function halfway normal was IV drips of potassium. And that gets expensive. And who wants to get a pinprick in their vein once a week? Okay. So searching for answers as to why I wasn't absorbing potassium led me on the trail. I met a couple of research PhD doctors, one of which in Washington, D.C., who just 3 weeks ago passed away, unfortunately. He's the one that actually knew Dr. Pauling personally, introduced us, and the rest is kind of history. Dr. Pauling explained how minerals must be absorbed, the right size particles, the right magnetic polarity, et cetera, et cetera. So he basically tutored me into making my first mineral, potassium mineral, which I took myself, and within 3 months, I was Superman. I was feeling so great. But then he was so kind, and he's the one that actually brokered my PhD work in Germany, in Dresden. And I learned really, you know, he's famous, Dr. Pauling's famous, of course, for his groundbreaking work in vitamin C. But what is not commonly known is he really, his big work is understanding what minerals do and why and how they operate, okay? So from there, we went and he showed me 21 total minerals to produce individually. Now, so that's what we really do at Mother Earth Minerals. We produce individual minerals, potassium individually, silver, calcium, magnesium, in the right formulations to be really absorbed without having to have an injection, okay, without a shot or an IV drip. That's basically what we do. Now, with that said, there's a lot of people that said, well, you know, taking 10 or 15 individual minerals is kind of time-consuming, and it's not convenient. And whatever we are as Americans, we like to be convenient. And so there was a definite call for a one-a-day type of thing where you can just take a teaspoon and take it sublingually and have the broad spectrum. And that's basically how the healthy balance evolved. Okay, so I would just say if Dr. Pauling was here on the radio with me, he would say it's best to do individual minerals because that's really the power behind the whole story. But if you have to just saddle, if you want convenience, have it on the go, then the healthy balance is the way to go because it basically has the 21 prime minerals that you need and a humic and folic acid base, carrier base.
Right. So now you take it. Right, but you use this, right? And you put this under your tongue every morning.
I myself do when I'm traveling. When I'm here at home, I take the time and do individual minerals. Because I know, again, the science behind it. But that's me, okay?
Sure.
A lot of people just want to see, you know, something quick and easy and effective, and that's why we made the product that way. When I counsel people, I say, well, you know, your most valuable asset is your health. Really, you shouldn't cut corners with your health. And the best way is individual minerals, but most people say, well, I'll take the next best step. So that's why we have the product, okay?
All right. Makes sense. And this is, again, 10% off at the Power Mall for the rest of the week. So get there and get some of this stuff. If you don't have the time to take all that, I'm one of those that probably would just get the Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance and just take the teaspoon. Because, again, you know, when I'm taking all this other stuff, I do take 500 milligrams of magnesium every day. But I'm sure that this Healthy Balance also has magnesium in it, right?
Yeah, but you see, look, and this is why I would recommend the book to go with it, to explain the science behind it. People say, well, I take a capsule of magnesium and I'm good. Not really. Because, again, it's just going back into what is bioavailable and how well is it absorbed. And if you look closely at the labels, you'll see that most magnesium, like most calcium, is actually a compound. It's not elemental calcium or elemental magnesium. There's a huge difference. You have a compound magnesium, like a stearate or a magnesium carbonate. No, you have to break it down through enzymatic action to get it really into the cells. And you will get some, but make no mistake, you won't get the best and highest quantity into the cells.
Sure.
That's why we are unique in that fact. So,
right. But now, the latest book is called Secret Assassins in Food. Is that what you're talking about as far as the book?
I know the primary book is Wellness Secrets for Life, which is really all that Dr. Pauling taught me in the early 90s, all of it's his. It's really his research, not mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, it's called Wellness Secrets for Life, an Owner's Manual for the Human Body. Because, you know, golly, we buy a new car and we have an owner's manual, and we go over that to learn how to operate, you know, this wonderful new asset we've purchased that we're going to enjoy. But like I said before, our most valuable asset is really not a new car, though that's nice. Our most valuable asset is our human body, and there's no owner's manual to tell you what needs to go into that body, right? So
right.
The basic nutrients, the basic fuel, if you will, for balancing is individual minerals and the right kind of water in the right forms. Because let's go to the basic equation. We are really just minerals, a handful of minerals and water. That's what our bodies are.
Okay, so
pretty
here we have
equation.
Mother Earth Minerals. Yep, healthy balance. The number is 844-769-2944. If you have a question for Dr. Truat, who is with us right now on the Power Hour, Central Time, 11:42. I want to get into a couple of other things because apparently your research and the science and everything you've been involved in has evolved into studying the negative effects of the jab and 5G and the Internet of Things and all of what everybody is facing right now. And of course, there in my show notes here, I'm looking at this documentary film, 5G Apocalypse, The Extinction Event, produced by Sasha Stone in early 2019. You have some insight into this. Could you share it with us?
Absolutely. This is, to me, the most important message that I've given interviews to literally hundreds of stations worldwide. The mainstream media is so absolutely turning their blind eye to this. Because, listen, it's all about frequencies at the cellular level. That's what Dr. Pauling taught me. That's what I learned in my naturopathic studies. The terrain theory is in the headquarters of terrain theory is really Dresden, Germany, and the Kneipp Institute. That's where I got my doctorate. So I have a wholly different worldview. But minerals work only if they have a particular hertz resonant frequency. Everything at the cellular level, you've got 70 trillion cells in your body. They're going to communicate through alleles, the DNA, communicate through cellular hertz frequencies. So that's the basis of all what's called homeostasis, or what we call good, vibrant health. That's the very basic thing. So if you disrupt that electromagnetic signature in any way, there's going to be symptomologies that result from that. Whether it's poor lifestyle choices, smoking and drinking or doing excess, you know, stressors on your body, there's going to be a result, an imbalance. Now, that's the basis of what I've been trained in my doctoral research. So let me just expand it one more step, okay? The research into microwave radiation frequencies as carrier waves has been ongoing since the 1940s, actually, 1950s. Both the Soviets and the United States military have studied this. In 1958, the Soviets began experimentally bombarding the U.S. embassy personnel in Moscow with 2.4 to 3.6 gigahertz microwave radiation. Check it out. It's called the Moscow Signal. Moscow Signal. There's been books of epidemiology written about this, tracing, because this is really the first human guinea pigs in all this, okay, Greg? It's what we need to understand, that this is not simply a means of carrier wave of communications, okay? It's much, much more than that. What was determined is just the 2.4 range of gigahertz microwaves causes the internal bacteria that everybody has. We have some E. coli, some other type of usually benign bacteria in our body. That's what makes up our human terrain. We also have parasites. We have such things as Candida albicans yeast or other just nematodes. We just have those part of our system. That's natural. These microwaves begin to cause discomfort and imbalance in the microflora of our body. And this is so important because I've known this for 35 years. I know what's happening with this because study after study, there's over 500 studies on the effects of 2.4 to 3.6 gigahertz, simple little microwaves, carrier waves that come out on the first 5G rollout. And what it always does is produces in about 5% of the people, not all the people, this is part of the Moscow signal, 5% basically now with flu-like symptoms. Oh, they have neurological symptoms. They have loss of taste and smell. They have a disruption of the alveoli, the nerve endings in the lung and bronchial tubes that exchange oxygen. So you have shortness of breath and low blood oxygen, hypoxia.
And this sounds like all the COVID-19 symptoms, and it's caused by 5G.
Bingo. Hello. Yeah. Give the man a Cupid doll.
Yeah. Oh, and the media is quiet about it.
And I'm so frustrated because when this all came out in the rollout, I was warning about this. And you go back into Sorcia Stone's, and by the way, I'm not a fan of Mr. Stone because of his, he's really a new age fellow, but he's brilliant in some ways. And he put this video together in 2019. I was amazed at how well he did it. I was a big fan of him exposing this. Somebody had to do it. I'm not a videographer. I know what I know, though, okay? And I was trying to lead a groundswell of scientists and medical doctors, actually, and top of the list was Dr. Catherine Horton, who I've had, as I filled in as a guest host on this show, okay? Dr. Horton in the UK and others, my gosh, 300 physicists and scientists know full well what's going on here. And she said this in 2018 in an interview I did with her. She said, listen, this will cause a massive health crisis. I wonder how they're going to cover it up when they roll out this 5G. I jokingly said, but I was half serious, they'll blame it on a virus, a mystery virus. They always do. Okay, and the world will probably go into a pandemic for an ulterior reason. And her response, she's one of the most brilliant people I think I've ever interviewed. She's absolutely a genius. She said, that is deeply concerning, Dr. Ott. I says, thank you, yes. And that's exactly what has happened. Exactly what has happened.
Listen, no doubt. The airlines are all saying, though, Dr. Ott, the airlines just came out with a story this morning that they may have to ground flights because of 5G.
Okay, stop. See, what's happened, they've already got the 2.4 to 3.6 bandwidth has already been rolled out. That's not problematic at all with their altimeters and their sensitive equipment on these commercial air flights. That's not the issue. What is happening as of January 5th, last Wednesday, the green light was given by the FCC to boost that signal 10 times to 24 gigahertz, 24 to 26 gigahertz. I have all of the tracing of this. The FCC has auctioned these two major increased bandwidths. Verizon's calling it ultra 5G. Now, it's not regular 5G. It's ultra. It's 10 times the capacity and 10 times the bandwidth. That is what is problematic. It's the increase. The 24 gigahertz to 26 absolutely disrupts sensitive equipment. Now, if it's doing that, as the science is there, they know it does it. If it affects the altimeters and sensitive equipment in the cockpits of our jet airliners, what's it doing to the individual cells of human beings?
Thank you. Thank you for that. That's something that people aren't paying attention to. They're all becoming part of the Internet of Things. And not only that, but I mean, the thing, we're looking at this magnetic hydrogel that's inside of the stuff that's getting into the brains that's got graphene oxide in it. And I mean, this is what we're hearing from all of these different people that have been researching this stuff, trying to alter their DNA. But I mean, if you've got a whole plane full of people and they come in contact with this 24 gigahertz millimeter microwave, all of a sudden, everybody in that airline is affected.
Okay, listen to me very carefully, okay? The 2.4 to 3.6 gigahertz affects the bacteria and the parasites. Why do you think ivermectin works? Ivermectin is an anti-parasite, okay? It kills the parasites, it causes neurotoxins, it causes symptoms, all right? 2.4 to 2.6 gigahertz, all of the research shows that now it starts to affect the individual cells of the body, and they begin to leak fluid. It affects the permeability of the cellular membranes, and it begins to leak. The cells begin to leak. Now, what happens with that? Well, the studies have shown when you have a constant 8 to 10 to 12-hour bombardment of this higher wave, what happens is something called Marburg syndrome. You begin to leak and start to have hemorrhagic fever symptoms. All right? This is the next wave. Bill Gates, he absolutely in 2020, he's in a private meeting. I have it on, I have a video recording of him. He just laughed. He says, wait till the next pandemic hits. He was referring to the Marburg syndrome. He knows that this will be, the next phase will be blamed on what they call Marburg virus. No. It's not viruses at all. It's directed energy kill weaponry. And there will be millions of people dropping dead from hemorrhagic fever symptoms, which is leaking cellular fluid, leaking blood. People will have nosebleeds. They'll start bleeding into their lungs. That's what's going to start happening.
This is already being reported in China.
Yes. They're rolling it out. They don't have to wait for FAA and FCC, you know, rollouts. The Federal Aviation Administration is saying, well, let's kind of wait a while before you fully roll it out, or at least go into lower bandwidth for the time being. It's being held, but not in China. In Wuhan and the rest of this, they're saying, oh, well, look at this. They're wrapping it up to the 24 to 28 gigahertz wave, and it's causing Marburg type of symptoms. Yes.
Oh, my. So as far as the everything that we're hearing about the Internet of Things, we're hearing, Dr. Ott, that they have a link to each individual that's been jabbed vis-a-vis their cell phone. What can you tell me about that connection?
Well, it goes back to really, this has been in the works for at least a decade, okay, at least a decade, because we see the advent of what's called the quantum wave computing system. There's a company in Canada that makes them called D-Wave Computing. I just give my listeners, don't take my word for it. Do your own homework. Do your own research. I would advise you to look in a search engine under Summit Quantum Wave Computer. It's called the Summit. It's deployed in Oak Ridge National Laboratories in Tennessee. It is basically the control hub of the Internet of Things that ties in a massive network. The computing capabilities of the Summit is massive. Listen, it can trace every person in the world, plus every person in the world's internal cellular DNA. That's how big and massive it is.
So, and all they have to do is get the jab?
They have to connect. They have to have a connectability source to the Internet of Things, which is what the jab has always been. It's never been about protecting people from make-believe viruses, because it's not a virus that's causing this, you see. So they have to interconnect people so they can become part of the Internet of Things. And by so doing, it bypasses, again, what's called the VMAT2 gene, vesicular monoamine transport part of your genome. When you bypass that, you are basically not your own person anymore. You become basically a transhuman robot. That's the reality. That's Bill Gates' wet dream, and his father and his grandfather's wet dream.
They just want to basically depopulate the world. That's where I have been going with this ever since I started doing the research and finding out that COVID-19 and all of this nonsense was a precursor for people to get the jab, which then would be followed by something else that would create more symptoms where people would start dropping dead like flies.
Yeah, the key to that, this is the what's called the vesicular monoamine transport, that part of your genome. It's the VMAT2 is what it's called, VMAT2. And why it's called 2 is because it's 2% that makes up our genome. It's 2% of the human genome that makes us different from the great apes. You realize that 98% of our genome is identical to a chimpanzee? But the 2% that's different is this particular gene that differentiates us between us and the great apes. This is what was found in the Human Genome Project that concluded when Obama took office, okay? So they understand this part of the gene, it needs to be manipulated. Because this, what a monoamine is a brain chemical that's produced. Okay, I know we're going to take a break, but man, this would make
us I'd like to have you come back, Dr. Rod, if you would, on the other side of the break, if we could have your permission, if you could stay on. I'm sure we got some callers out there that would like to ask questions. I know you're dying to know whether you should get rid of your cell phone or not. 844-769-2944. I want to see those calls stack up during the break so we can take your calls on the Power Hour here. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.